the fortress of freedom in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, June 10th, 2019. God bless America. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, hundreds of earthquakes, little tiny earthquakes rippling across California. And now they've changed direction. And some believe it could be a sign that something big and very bad is about to happen. Number two, Joe Biden makes an unexpected course correction in the search for Democrat votes and leaves many confused and trying to understand why, after decades, he now says he supports the idea of taxpayers footing the bill for abortions in this country. And number one, President Trump played hardball with Mexico, threatened major terrorists if they did not make concrete efforts to turn back the flood of illegal aliens coming across the southern border. And guess what? On Friday, they met the demands in a landmark deal. President Trump comes out ahead on this one. Democrats now desperately trying to figure out how they can say that the president didn't win on this one. But President Trump announced late Friday that the United States has reached a new agreement with Mexico in which Mexico is going to take strong measures to end the flow of illegal immigration into the United States and thus will avoid tariffs that were supposed to take effect today. 5% tariffs on imports from Mexico. Of course, the Mexican government didn't want to see that. A lot of Republican lawmakers on this side of the border and Democrats didn't want to see that. And now they're not going to. Of course, Democrats are struggling mightily to try to find a way to discredit the president, to say, hey, this isn't what we talked about. This isn't a big deal. The president didn't really accomplish anything. That's what they're trying to get to discredit it. But the president did make that announcement Friday. And let me read you just a touch from the joint agreement, the joint resolution and declaration signed by both the United States and Mexico. Given the dramatic increase in migrants moving from Central America through Mexico to the United States, both countries recognize the vital importance of rapidly resolving the humanitarian crisis. The governments of the United States and Mexico will work together to immediately implement a durable solution. Mexico will take unprecedented steps to increase enforcement to curb irregular migration, to include the deployment of its National Guard throughout Mexico. Now, this is an important part of this conversation. Mexico is going to move 6,000 National Guard troops to the southern border with Guatemala, far larger than any effort they've made in recent memory. This is a big deal. It'll stem the flow of those coming in from Central America. That's the intention. Meanwhile, the United States will immediately expand the implementation of the existing migrant protection protocols. What that means is for those that arrive in the United States and get arrested, like the 144,000 in May, those that seek asylum, okay, you can seek asylum, but you'll do so back in Mexico. That's part of the new deal. Mexico will, in fact, take care of these migrants, if you will, while they seek asylum in the United States. As you well know, well into the 90% range of those asylum requests are rejected. The problem being is by the time they are rejected, many of those that have come here have already disappeared into the interior of the country. And the United States and Mexico will lead in working with regional and international partners to build a more prosperous and secure Central America to address the underlying causes of migration. Now, I want to get to a couple of important points here because Kevin McAleenan, back on Capitol Hill on Friday, asked about these sorts of things. Among those applauding the effort by the president to get the border under control, appearing as well on various media outlets, here's Kevin McAleenan talking about what the president has done and how important it is. It's bite number seven. Go.
Mr. Secretary, we heard the specifics there in David's piece, but how much of this is new?
All of it is new. I mean, we've heard commitments before from Mexico to do more on their southern border. The last time they deployed down there, it's about 400 or 500 officers. This is more than a tenfold commitment to increase their security in Chiapas. That's where people are entering from Guatemala in southern Mexico.
Your predecessor, Secretary Nielsen, testified that these things were happening to the House Judiciary Committee. There were talks about moving National Guard troops to the southern border with Guatemala. You're saying this is different than that?
It's very different. The president put a charge in this whole dialogue with Mexico, with the tariff threat, brought them to the table. The foreign minister from Mexico arrived within hours. He arrived the next day with real proposals on the table. This is the first time we've heard anything like this kind of number of law enforcement being deployed in Mexico to address migration, not just at their southern border, but also on the transportation routes to the northern border and in coordinated patrols in key areas along our southwest border.
All right, so here you have a deal made between the United States and Mexico. And how did this happen? because the president played hardball. He said, if you don't get this under control, we are going to have to force ourselves into putting tariffs on the goods you bring into our country. Therefore, we will damage Mexican companies potentially. And as a result, it'll cost you billions of dollars. So the president played hardball. He got the result he was looking for. And yes, Democrats trying to find a way, desperately trying to find a way to say, well, that's not really what happened, when in fact, it's exactly what happened. They don't want this president to have any win, even if it protects this country. Whatever it takes to say, hey, he didn't do anything. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's nonsense. People like Chuck Schumer were out there trying to say that it wasn't a big deal. It is a very big deal. Even CNN being forced to tell the truth and went so far as to hold Bernie Sanders accountable for his comments about whether or not there's a crisis at the southern border. Bite number eight. Go.
So you talked broadly about immigration. You tweeted this week that President Trump's tariffs were a, quote, fake border crisis, in quotation marks. But immigration officials have arrested or encountered more than 144,000 migrants at the southern border in May, the highest monthly total in 13 years. Border facilities are dangerously overcrowded. Migrants are actually standing on toilets to get space to breathe. How is that not a crisis?
What we need to do, I mean, what Trump has been doing, and I think what the meaning of that tweet is about, is that Trump has been demonizing undocumented people in this country. And that's part of his strategy.
So Bernie didn't answer the question at all. He didn't answer the question at all. Did you hear what he told you? Well, Trump's demonizing people. What does that have to do with a crisis on the southern border? Mr. Sanders, you're running for president. Do we have a crisis on the southern border? Do you care about border security or do you not? That's the real question here, and of course it was not answered. You had Beto O'Rourke and Bernie Sanders among 19 Democrats in Iowa over the weekend, demonizing the president for doing the right thing. While the Democrats, waste the whole day away and do nothing about security at the southern border, they take shots at the president who's actually trying to get something done. 144,000 arrested in May. On pace now for 1,070,000 arrests in 2019. I'm guessing it could go higher. This is the time of the year when more people travel. So what's going to happen is going to get worse. And the Democrats are going to continue to try to make things up. Because the fact of the matter is, this is not a made-up crisis. You've heard Kevin McAleenan. It's very clear what we have going on. It's a humanitarian crisis. It's a national security crisis. It's something that needs to be met head on. And the fact of the matter is, the president of the United States made headway. And he also said, if the Mexican government does not comply, does not come through, does not deliver, those tariffs are still on the table. Getting started on a Monday, 14 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
Hey, parents. It's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the old 80s music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.